Okay, the ninth of the Hadrachos of the Baal Shem Tov. Kishuhu mispalel al davar hanachutz lo. When a person davens, double dose of davening for the chaver who was in the shiur this morning we spoke about putting yourself into davening, putting your energy into davening. And now we'll see. There's a couple things Baal Shem Tov is saying in this half a line here, but. But I think what the Baal Shem Tov is saying, we're going to talk about taking yourself out of davening. Putting yourself into davening. This morning we spoke about putting your energy into davening. I tried a little bit at Mincha today. Still got a lot of work to do. But now the Baal Shem Tov says, when you daven for something that is nachutz lo, that is very pressing, that is something that you need, something that you want, something that's very important to you. Yechavein lehispalal achayus ha'elukus ha'mestater bo u'michayehu. Shahu bitzar mehadavar hachaser lo. Don't daven just for the thing, and don't daven just for yourself, but daven for the godly spark that is hidden within. See, when I feel the pain, Hashem, I need a shidduch, I need parnasa, I need refuah, I need to do all my tests, I need this, I need that. So instead of davening just for yourself, recognize the fact that you have a neshama. Your neshama is a chelek elokai mimal. There's a divine, godly spark inside of you that sustains you. And that spark inside of you is bitzar mehadavar hachaser lo. That spark, that nekuda of, that nitzot of kedusha, that spark of the soul that's inside of you, that's hidden within you, feels the pain over the thing that is lacking to the one who's davening. So it's a way of saying, I'm not davening because I want this, but again, it's a little tricky. I want this, my body wants this, or I, whatever we define the I, Moshe Tzvi, want more money. I want more health. I want more wisdom. I want more this or that. But Hashem, I'm not asking for me, I'm asking for the fact that within me, and again, I'm calling me my body, which is terrible, but within me, there's a piece of you. And therefore, I'm asking because the pain that I feel is really your pain, Hashem. L'chein yivakish me'Hashem l'rachim al chayuso ha'mistater bo. So Hashem, have rachmanis on yourself, the you that exists within me. Am I saying it right? Does that make sense? Do you see that in the words? Right? Have rachmanis Hashem on the piece of kiviyachol, the piece of you within me, because when I'm in pain, I know that you're in pain. Imo anochi bitzar, but to take it to a godly level. Okay. So let's try to understand step by step here. First of all, we understand that we're made up of body and we're made up of soul. We understand there's two parts to ourselves. And we're constantly trying to provide for both parts. We have to provide for both parts. Right now I'm providing for my soul by learning Torah with my friends. And I'm providing for my body by drinking this cup of tea because you can hear that my voice is a little scratchy. So hopefully that's a good balanced way to be a yid. We have to provide for our body, we have to provide for our soul. There's a sefer that came out a number of years ago called Brechos HaMa'ayan on the five Megillos. We don't know who authored it. It was published anonymously. And he writes there an interesting insight from Rav Meir Shapiro, the Lublina Rav, the founder of the Daf Yomi, whose yard sale was recently. He said that we know that when Yaakov gave a simon to his children about who the true Redeemer is going to be when they leave Mitzrayim, so he told them, Pakod Yifkod, this double Lashon, a double Pekida, a double redemption. What's the secret of Pakod Yifkod? What's the secret of the double redemption? So Meir Shapiro explained, because only the true Redeemer would understand that a Jew's slavery in Mitzrayim is not just about a body that's being whipped by an Egyptian taskmaster. If someone comes and says, I'm going to set your body free, say to him, you're not the Goel Amiti. It's only someone who understood that the redemption of Klal Yisrael requires a double redemption. Megolas haguf umigolas hanefesh. A person who could say pakod yifkod, the double lashon of redemption, only such a person is truly redeeming Klal Yisrael. V'hainu dechsev, and that's what it means when Moshe Rabbeinu is told, v'zelecha laos ki anochi shelachticha. This will be the sign that you, Moshe, are the true shliach. You're going to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, and you're going to take them to Har Sinai. Why is that a sign that Hashem has sent you? If you took them out of Mitzrayim and didn't take them to Har Sinai, then you're also... No. To be a true redeemer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, the simen of a goel amiti is that a person brings a geula from the shibud haguf and as well from the shibud haruchani, to bring Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in a certain sense, right, as almost a starting point, this is sort of a lesser version of what the Baal Shem Tov is saying. And I want to try to climb up towards the Baal Shem Tov. I mean, level one is to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, I know that I'm made up of body, I'm made up of soul, right? And I understand that I have a responsibility to provide for both of them. So when I dive in for something that's physical, I'm kind of reminding myself that, you know, there's also a spiritual gain when I dive for something physical. I understand that my physicality and my spirituality are interwoven in such a way that the redemption of the body without the redemption of the soul doesn't really count for anything. But the Baal Shem Tov is saying something deeper than that. Baal Shem Tov is not saying just be mindful of your body and your soul, that when you daven to Hashem, don't just daven for physical things, daven for spiritual things. Don't just try to advance the success of the body, advance the success of the soul. That's more elementary. Baal Shem Tov is saying something much deeper. So let's go a step deeper. The Kedushas Levi in Parsha Shmos says, and it's a very Berditchever-esque part, the Berditchever says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to the cries of Bnei Yisrael, and Hashem helped us to say what we were trying to say. You know, it's like when a Rebbe, or a Talmud asks a Rebbe, you know, let's say the Rebbe asks the Talmud, right? Akasha on the Gemara. And the Talmud tries to give an answer. And the Rebbe says, what I think you're trying to say, right? He helps the Talmud to say the right answer. Because the Talmud's he's a little bit off, right? Or the Talmud's being mechavein to Rabbi Akiva Eger's answer. But he's saying it, not really. He's like, he's close. The Rebbe kind of gives him, I think what you're trying to say is what Rav Chaim Brisker said. Oh, I think what you're trying to say is what the Maharsha says. I think what you're trying to say is what Tosfos is bothered by, right? Now, it could be the Talmud's just asking a pshat question and Tosfos has a whole deeper intention, but the Rebbe helps to interpret the words of the Talmud. Bnei Yisrael are in Mitzrayim. Do we even know that we're spiritually slaves? Do we even realize that? Do we have any idea of that? I mean, we know that we're physically slaves. That much we know. Do we realize how spiritually oppressed we are? Maybe yes, maybe no. Look how Hashem, and again, it's Mamash the Berditcher, always trying to be Malami, it's Chus and Klal Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael screams out to Hashem, we're in a lot of pain, and Hashem says, let me tell you what you're trying to say. Take a look at these words, it's beautiful. Vayomer Hashem ra'o ra'isi es ani ami, I see the pain of my people, that they are in Mitzrayim, ve'sakasam shamati mipnei nogsav, and I hear their cries from the taskmasters, va'ata hinei tzakas bnei Yisrael ba'elai, and now the cries have reached me, says Hashem, and I'm going to do something about it. Explains the Berditchever, ki kisha adam mevakesh eza tova me'avor yisbarach, Azai lo yihya ikar kavanaso machmas davar hanogei latzmuso. This is getting us a little closer to the Baal Shem Tov. When a person asks for something that they want, some goodness that they want from Hashem, don't let your primary kavana be for yourself, that the davar hanogei latzmuso. Don't ask for yourself. Say, you know why I need more money, Hashem? You know why I need to be healthier, Hashem? You know why I want to be smarter, Hashem? To be able to serve you better. If I had more money, I'd have more yeshiva das, and I'd be able to learn more. I'd be able to daven better. If I had more, health, then I'd have more energy to serve you, Hashem. If I was smarter, it would be easier for me to learn Gemara and to understand your Ratzon, Hashem. So don't daven just for the thing as it's no geya to you. Says the Kedushas Levi, Iker kavanaso yesh al yedei zeh yavod es habor yisparach shemo betuv lev. That through this success, I'll be able to what? To better serve you, Hashem. So Bnei Yisrael, says the Berditchever, we're in Mitzrayim. And we have a state of katnus hasecha. We don't even realize how small-minded we've become. All we want to do is get out from under the whip. We want to just be freed physically. And we're crying out to Hashem, why? From our pain. We're crying for our bodies. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes along and Hashem says, let me tell you what you're really trying to say. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asalem shnei tovus. Ha'echad, masho shi'alahem b'tzarasam yad Mitzrayim. Number one, Hashem, you saved me from the pain and the suffering of Egypt. Va'od asalhem tova gedola. Shekibel tzakasam, Hashem interpreted our tefillah, our cry, ki'ilu tzako b'shvilam. As if what? As if we were actually crying towards him. It was about him. What does that mean? How does the Berditcher read the pasuk? Ra'o ra'isias ani ami. Hashem says, I see the pain of my people, and I know what they're really crying about. They're crying over their bodies. They're crying over their physical suffering. But Hashem says, I hear the cry as being ami, my people. I want, B'nai Yisrael is crying, Hashem, we want to be your people. That's not what they were really saying. But Hashem says, oh, I heard that you want to be my people. And then the pasuk says what? Va'ata hinei tzakas b'nei Yisrael ba elai. How does the Berditcher read it? Klomar. Ki'ilu ikr tzakasam elai b'shvili. B'nei Yisrael cry out to Hashem and they say, Hashem, save us. And Hashem says, oh, because you want to become my people. And because what? You're crying elai because you want to be close to me, because you want to do ratzon Hashem. And in Mitzrayim, you're not able to serve me. And Hashem reinterpreted our whole tefillah. V'remez b'pasuk shelefana v'asaka sam shamati. I heard your cries mipnei nogsav. What does that mean? Again, literally from the taskmasters. Mashetzaku b'shvil atzmam mipnei nogsav. Mipnei shayu b'mitzrayim. The only reason you cried for yourself is because of the taskmasters. But I know, Hashem says, I know who you really are. I know in your heart of hearts, you want to be a yid. And you want to be a good yid. And you want to be free not to be able to save your body, but to save your soul. So this is a little bit chaver. This is a little bit closer to what the Baal Shem Tov said, right? Now, I'm crying out to Hashem. I still don't think it's exactly what the Baal Shem Tov is saying. But I'm crying out to Hashem because I want to be able to serve Hashem. That's a good tefillah, right? I'm asking for whatever I need in this world to be able to better serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to focus on my spiritual self. But that's still not what the Baal Shem Tov said. Let's go back for a second. Let's try to get it down clear. When you daven for something, be mechavein, the Baal Shem Tov said, be mechavein for the godliness inside of you that feels pain from the thing that's lacking for you. In other words, daven really, you're not davening, you're not asking Hashem, you know, make my life easier so I can better serve you. You're saying the pain that I'm feeling right now is your pain, Hashem. And the only reason I'm asking is because I know that when I'm suffering, I know that you're suffering. I am pained over your pain, Hashem. There was a tzaddik, Rav Moshe Midner. Rav Moshe Midner was one of the tzaddikim in the world of Slonim. He was a mashgiach in the yeshivas Torah Chesed in Slonim. They used to say, the Slonim Rechasidim would say about Rav Moshe Midner, they said, from Moshe, listen, it's a great line, from Moshe, from Midian, Moshe Rabbeinu, to Moshe Midner, there was no, right? Like, mi Moshe v'ad Moshe lo kam kamosha. So mi Moshe from Midian to Rav Moshe Midner, there were no two Moshes. It was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Brisker, a grandson of the first Slonim Rebbe, a very big tzaddik. They recently republished a couple of years ago, his ksavim, his writings. So he has a pshat in there, and I think this is what the Baal Shem Tov is really saying. He's explaining a mission in Pirkei Avos. Hillel said, "Im ein ani li mili ukeshani laatzmi ma ani v'im lo achshav em asai." Famous Mishnah. "Im ein ani li, if I don't provide for myself, who will provide for me? And if I'm only concerned for myself and I don't worry about anyone else, then I'm also no good. And if not, now when?" So he reads it, Rav Moshe Midner reads it in a beautiful pshat, a beautiful way. "Im ein ani li." How do you read it? "Im ein ani li." If the I is not about me, if the needs of myself are not about me, perish. She'eneni mischavein b'avodasi b'shvil atzmi. I'm not doing the things that I do, not davening for gashmias for me, and I'm not even doing ruchnias for me. If my whole life is not about me, but it's about the capital I of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if everything I do is lasos nachas ruach lakoni, if everything I do has nothing to do with me, it's about you, Hashem, ozmili, then who is like me? What does that mean? Ratzalomar, mi domali b'chol habruim. Then who compares me? That's the greatest level. Ki ani lamala mikulam. The highest level is to, so to speak, get out of your own way and to make everything about Hashem. And this is much closer, I think, to what the Baal Shem Tov is actually saying. When you have a need and you go to shul and you daven, or you open your sitter and turn to the wall and talk to Hashem, right? Or you pour out your heart, you just a moment of hisbodus, whatever it is, when you talk to Hashem and you say, Hashem, I'm not asking because of me. I'm asking because of you. I want to do this for you. So that's the highest level of all. Im ein ani li, if the needs of myself are not about me at all, but it's all because I'm scared that I'm causing you pain, Hashem, or that I'm not properly allowing your presence to have what it needs in this world, then me li, then who's higher than me? There's nothing higher than that. However, there's mamash nothing higher than that. So let me tell you three stories. I want to tell you three stories. Okay? Three stories. Story number one is a story I heard many years ago from Rabbi Chaim Marcus from Springfield, New Jersey. Anyone here go to Reishit? Who went to Reishit? Rabbi Chaim Marcus from the famous Marcus family. So Rabbi Chaim Marcus told me a story that he heard from a Rav in Manhattan. I tell it many times. It's a very beautiful story. There was a father and a mother and a son who lived in Manhattan, somewhere in Manhattan, somewhere around the turn of the century. And a beautiful Jewish family. And they used to go to shul, the father and the son, they'd go to shul Friday night. They'd always try to bring home a guest for Shabbos. Father was very big on Achnasas Orchim. It's good, this week's Parsha. Right, Avram Avinu sitting at the entrance of his tent. He used to always tell his son, we have to bring home a son, we have to bring home a guest for Shabbos. It's very important. It's very, very important to be a person of chesed, a person of tzedakah. And he used to tell his son, tzedakah tatzil mimavis. The pasuk. Tzedakah saves from death. Very important to always be involved in chesed. The kid comes home one day. He comes home on an Erev Shabbos and he sees there's an ambulance outside his apartment building. And he sees his mother, must have been this, maybe this time of the year, I'm not sure. He sees his mother being carried out on a stretcher, being put into an ambulance. His father is there and he runs over. He says, what's going on? What's going on? He said, mommy's very sick. They're not sure what's going on. Turned out she was diagnosed with tuberculosis. I'm taking her to the hospital, and I want you to get the house ready for Shabbos, whatever you can, whatever needs to be done. Go to shul, and don't forget, bring home a guest. Don't forget to bring home a guest. Tzedakah tatzel yimavis. I'm going to go with mommy to the hospital, and then I'll try to be back in time to meet you back at the house. So this young boy is a little nervous, tries to set the table for Shabbos, get things ready. He goes to shul Friday night. He finds someone in the shul. He said, my father wanted to invite you as a guest, okay? You have somewhere to eat? No, he invites him back to their apartment. He takes care of him. His father ends up getting back in time. He said, after the meal, he's sitting with his father. And he says, Dad, Abba, Tati, mommy's going to be okay, right? He sees the child is very nervous. So he says to his father, mommy, she's going to be fine, right? I mean, even this Shabbos, I brought home a guest, and you tell me every week, tzedakah tatzel mimavis, that tzedakah saves lives, and mommy's very sick, so I'm sure in the schus of all of our tzedakah, mommy's going to be fine. So the father says to his son, is that what you think tzedakah tatzel mimavis means? Listen to what he told his son. You think tzedakah tatzel mimavis is what? Like if I give tzedakah, then if my life is in danger, Hashem's going to save me? He says, that's not what it means. He says, tzedakah tatzmi mavis, when we give tzedakah, listen to this, such a powerful line. When we give tzedakah, tatzil mi mavis, it saves Hashem from death. It saves Hashem from dying. What does it mean it saves Hashem from dying? It means that if we don't try to live the lives that Hashem wants us to live, then Hashem's presence is lost. The father said to his son, it's not about us. It's not about accruing favor in the eyes of Hashem, that if we need help, we'll be able to cash out for ourselves. It's about protecting that divine spark in this world. It's not about us. And when I was thinking about that story today, I was thinking, maybe that's the pshat. Whenever we daven, whenever we say in Hallel, Ana Hashem Hoshiyana, Ana Hashem Atzlichana, right? It's like the ultimate cry of a Jew, Hashem, save me, help me. Maybe there's a different way to read it. Maybe the pshat is, or the deeper understanding is, not the pshat, but maybe the deeper understanding is, Ana, please, Hashem Hoshiyana. Hoshiyana Hashem, right? Save Hashem. Hashem, we're asking you to save yourself. Save yourself from destruction. Right? Meaning, why am I asking for help in this world? Why am I a good Jew? So I get points and I get Olam Haba. So I get a prize, I get to trade in my tickets at the end of the game and get to take home a stuffed animal. What am I trying to do in this world? And the answer is, I'm trying to protect you, Hashem. So when I daven over my pain, it's not about my pain. Ana Hashem Oshiyana. I'm trying to save you, Hashem, from your pain. I'm focused on your pain, HaKadosh Baruch. I'm not focused on my pain. That's not just a Hasidish of Vart. This idea of the Baal Shem Tov, that when I daven, I'm davening for Hashem, I'm davening for the pain of Hashem, it's not a Hasidish of Vart. I'm saying it as a Hasidish of Vart and Ana Hashem Oshiana, Ana Hashem Atzlichana. But however, one of the wildest Tosfos that I've ever seen, and really one of the most cryptic, mysterious Mishnayos that I've ever seen, is the Mishnah in Sukkah Daf Memhei. It says, how do you do the Arava ceremony in the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkos? So it says, B'chol yom makifin es ha-mizbeach pamachas. They would walk around the Mizbeach one time. And what would they say when they were walking around the Mizbeach? Like we do our kafos. What did they do? And then on Hoshana Rabbah, they would go around seven times, like we do also. What would they say when they were makifin es ha-mizbeach? Either walking around the Mizbeach or putting the Aravos against the Mizbeach, whatever it is, machlokas over there. They would say, Ana Hashem Hoshiana, Ana Hashem Atzlichana. Rav Yehuda Omer, Ani Vaho Hoshiana. Chevra, what is Ani Vaho Hoshiana? Now, I said it twice, and I wasn't even comfortable saying it once. So from now, I'm going to say, what is Aleph Nun and Yud and Vav Hey Vav Hoshiana? What does that mean? So Rashi says an amazing thing. Tosfos starts by quoting Rashi, because he perish a kuntris. Right, this whole first section of Tosfos, he's quoting from Rashi. Rashi says, in case you didn't think Rashi learned Kabbalah, in case you weren't sure about that, Donnie, I'm telling you right now, Rashi was a big mekubal. Listen to this. What is Aleph Nun Yud Vav Hey Vav? So we know, we talk sometimes about the 72 letter name of Hashem. However, does anyone know the 72 letter name of Hashem? You know how it works? I'll tell you how it works. There are three psukim in Parshas B'Shalach that have 72 letters. The pasuk that begins Vayisa, Vayisa Malach Hashem, Vayavo Bein Machane, Vayet Moshe's Yado, Moshe stretched out his hand. Those three psukim in Parshas B'Shalach, which we sometimes call Vayisa, Vayavo, Vayet, these three psukim each have 72 letters exactly. There's a name of Hashem that's made up of permutations of these letters from these three psukim. Here's how it works. Rashi says, this Shem HaMeforesh emerges when you take the first letter of the first pasuk, then you take, here, look inside, Mehem Shem HaMeforesh, Os Rishona Shal Pasuk Rishon, Achrona Shal Emtzai, V'Rishon Shal Achron. You take the first letter of the first pasuk, the last letter of the second pasuk, and then the first letter of the third pasuk. Those three letters create a three-letter, you know, name of Hashem. And then you go again. You take the second letter of the first pasuk, the second to last letter of the second pasuk, and the second letter of the third pasuk, it creates another name of Hashem. So, of those 72 names, those 72 three-letter, you know, permutations, one of the permutations is Aleph, Nun, and Yud. One of them is Vav, Hey, and Vav. So when we're davening Ani Vaho, Hoshiana, we're actually davening over a particular arrangement. Aleph, Nun, Yud, and Vav, Hey, Vav are a certain mysterious name of Hashem, or part of a mysterious name of Hashem. Okay. Says Tosfos, Adayin Sarach Tamliza, Lama Nishtanu Shnei Shemos Halalu, Why these two? Aleph, Nun, Yod, and Vav, Hey, Vav. Again, there's 72 of these, you know, three-letter combinations. What is it? I mean, it sounds very similar to Ana Hashem, Ani Vaho, right? Is it I and He should be say? What does it mean? Why these two three-letter arrangements of all the 72 that we could have picked? Why these ones? And he says, I'll tell you why. Look what Tosfos says. Tosfos says an amazing thing. Because it says in the Medrash in Eicha, Va'ani b'soch ha'gola. Va'ani b'soch ha'gola. I was amongst the exile. And we know, Chazal tells, the I there is referring not to the Jewish people. It's not referring to Jeremiah. It's talking about Hashem. I was in Golis with Klal Yisrael. Or like it says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, V'hu asur b'zikim. That he is held captive in chains. So Chevra, you know we're davening? When we say, Ani Vaho Hoshiana, the first opinion says we should say, Ana Hashem Hoshiana, Hashem save me. Says Rabbi Yehuda, I'll tell you a better way to daven. Don't daven for yourself. Daven for what? The Ani B'Soch HaGola. Daven for Hashem. daven for the fact that Hashem is held captive, as it were, when Klal Yisrael are in Golus. This is a Tosfos Chavar. This is not a Baal Shem Tovar. Kiviyachol hu ba'atzmo, that it's referring to Hashem himself, v'hayno hoshana shioshia la'atzmo. Wow. That we're davening on Sukkis, Hashem, save yourself. Tztaka tatzil mimavis. That's what that father was teaching his son in Manhattan, you know, 70, 80 years ago. Tztaka tatzil mimavis is not about scoring points to save ourselves, but we're trying to save HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world. And we have to feel our pain is not our pain. It's a very high level what the Baal Shem Tov is saying here. Again, it's not just what Meir Shapiro is saying, focus on redeeming your body and soul. And it's not just what the Berditchever said, make sure that you daven for physical success to be able to better serve Hashem. No, this is a totally different thing. This is, Im'ein Ani Li, if I can get myself out of the way, then Mili, then I can reach the highest level of surrendering myself to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That when I need to scream out, Hashem, save me, instead I say, Hashem, save you, save yourself. I think this is also the pshat I was thinking today. I think this is the pshat in Lamancha, right? When we say, Lamancha Elokim Chayim. Hashem, do it for you. What does it mean, do it for you? What does it mean, do it for you? Right? What the pashat pshat is, we're asking for ourselves, Hashem, I need the salvation, but do it for you. What do you mean, do it for you? But what I'm asking is, I'm trying to say, my suffering, even if it's my fault, even if it's my averos, but I know it causes you pain. I'm not saying do it because you're so holy and you're so righteous and you're so kind, Hashem. I'm saying do it for the fact that my pain is your pain. And when I acknowledge that, right, and I focus on Hashem, that itself becomes a schus that makes a person worthy of salvation. Ashi, how's Rav Shor doing? What's the update? Doing okay? What do you hear from your sources? Baruch Hashem. Okay, Ashi gave me a report earlier this week that Rav Avram Shor Shlita wasn't doing well. So I want to share a story that Rav Avram Shor put in one of his svarim, in the Halekach Valib of the Tammuz and Av volume. Such a beautiful story about a grandson of the Sfas Emes who died in the Holocaust. Misaprim al avreich echad minechdei Sfas Emes suchusi again aleinu Hashem mikom damo. A grandson of the Sfas Emes who went through the Shoah, who died in the Shoah, Hashem should avenge his blood. Listen to this story. It's unbelievable. Shahaya b'yamei hamilchama b'soch bunker b'ir Varsha. At one point in the war, he was in a bunker in Warsaw. V'lo haya b'eis she'espalu arvis. And he missed Maariv. I guess there were enough Jews there that they were able to daven Maariv. This somehow he missed Maariv. And he very badly wanted to leave wherever he was supposed to remain indoors. He very badly wanted to go to try to find the Maariv. And it was very dangerous. It was very dangerous to be out in the streets. It was unbelievably dangerous to do such a thing. But he decided he's going to go. The whole night passed and he didn't come back. And his friends, everyone there was so worried what happened to him. He was probably killed by the Nazis. No one knew what happened to him. All of a sudden, at the very end of the night, the wee hours of the morning, they hear the door of the bunker open. And they see a man standing before them, beaten terribly from head to toe. Sha'arisham ha'achzarim ha'arurim, the cruel and cursed wicked individuals, yamach shemam v'zichram, tafsu oso, they grabbed him, they had seized him, they had caught him, and they beat him up, they mamish beat him up. And they saw that he was mamish in bad shape, so they gave him a special spot in the corner of the bunker, and they were hoping he would survive the night. And in the morning, they saw that he was lying there in tremendous pain, and he was mumbling something, he was mumbling, they wanted to hear, what's he saying? They heard him saying the following. Chaver, this is superhuman. But this is what the Baal Shem Tov is asking from us. And you don't have to be someone who was just beaten terribly by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, in order to say this. Right? To say it in such a situation seems impossible. But he said it. Listen to what this grandson of Sfas Emes, this Heilige grandson of the Sfas Emes, who did not survive. Listen to what he said. Ribono Sha'olam. Kisha'odom Shorei Bitzar Shechina Ma'omeres. Kalani Miroishi, Kalani Mizrohi. Paraphrasing the Gemara in Brachos. When a person finds himself in pain, what does the Shechina say? It's a Gemara in Brachos. Right? Kalani Miroishi, woe to my head, woe to my arm. Hashem feels the pain of a Jew. So listen to what he said. Ribono Sha'olam. Ich bet dir nicht von mir. Ich bet dir, I'm begging you nisht fun mir, but not for me. I'm begging you, Hashem, to take away my pain, but not for me. I know how painful it is for you, Hashem, to watch me in so much pain. This is what was in the mind of a Jew moments before he left this world. I feel badly, Hashem, knowing how badly you feel that I'm in so much pain. Can you imagine that a person could do such a thing? That a person could have such a focus in such a moment? It's superhuman. That's the second story I want to tell you tonight. The third story I want to tell you is from the Rizhner. And this one's famous. The Rizhner once offered a pshat in a pasuk, and I think about it every time I sing Mizmor LeDavid at Shal HaShodas. Gam ki eilech begeitz al mavis lo yirara ki atoyim adiv. Rabbi Yisrael of Rizhner was taken into captivity. He was thrown into a dungeon. He's thrown into a jail cell. And on his way into jail, he said the following vart, and it's a beautiful vart. As he was being taken into captivity, he said, Gam ki eilech begeitz al mavis lo ira kama. Even though I'm going to a terrible place, and I know I'm not going to be treated well there, I know there's not going to be food, and I know it's going to be cold, I know they're going to take advantage of me in terrible ways. Gam ki eilech, even though I'm going to this dungeon, this hell on earth, lo ira, I'm not afraid. Lo ira, I'm not afraid. Why? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world, I'm not afraid. He put the comma after the word ira. Gam ki eilech begeitz al mavis lo ira. Even though I'm going to hell on earth, lo ira, I'm not afraid. But ra, do you know why it is bad? You know what's bad about it? You know what's ra? Ki ata imadi. Ki ata meitzar b'tzarasi. The Rizhner, as he was being taken to prison, Rabbi Yisrael the Rizhner said, you know why I'm in pain? It's bad? Ki ata imadi. Because Hashem, you don't deserve to be in a prison. And I know that if I'm in a prison, Hashem, you're in a prison. I know that if I'm in pain, you're in pain. I know shekiviyachol b'chol tzarasim lo sar, like the pasuk says, in all of their pain is his pain. Al zera li al golas hashchina, that pains me. The Rizhner says, Hashem, you deserve better. I'm not afraid for myself. I have emunah, I have bitachon. If this is what has to be, this is what has to be. But ra ki atayim adi, I feel terrible, Hashem, that I'm dragging you, kiviyachol into this dungeon with me. So again, such an unbelievable madriga. This is not easy, chavra. To be able to put yourself aside and to be able to say, no, the only thing that pains me about my needs or my suffering or my whatever is, and the only reason I'm even asking Hashem to grant my tefillos, because that was really the context that Baal Shem Tov was talking about, that when we daven, we should daven for the tzar of the Shechina, so to speak, inside of ourselves. Hashem, have rachmanis on yourself. It's not for me. It's because I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're in pain when you see me in pain. There was another tzaddik who died during the Holocaust, Rabbi Yisachar Shlomo Teichtal. Have anyone ever learned the Sefer Eim HaBanim Smecha? Anyone know the Sefer Eim HaBanim Smecha? That's such a chashuv Sefer. Rabbi Yisachar Teichtal was a chassid who wrote a whole Sefer about the importance of living in Eretz Yisrael, and you know he went through this personal transformation from being someone who thought that the establishment of Medinas Yisrael was not something that was a good thing per se, to realizing that Eretz Yisrael is mamish, the biggest bracha in the world. And it's an amazing work. It's really an amazing work about the importance of living in Eretz Yisrael, being mekusher to Eretz Yisrael. And it was a personal transformation. From his own personal hashkafas achayim, he went through this awesome transformation. So they started publishing his writings on Yerot Shailos and Tshuvos. He wrote a volume on Chumash. They also have Torahs, lots of beautiful Torahs on the Mo'adim. So he has a beautiful teaching by the Hoshanas on Sukkos, in the writings on Sukkos. And he's really just explaining, a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. And again, I think this, again, says exactly what the Baal Shem Tov is saying. When you daven, what are you davening for? What are you thinking about when you say, Atachonein la'adam das? What are you thinking about when you say, Hashem, Baruch Aleinu, give me money. Rifa'inu, give me health. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are we asking of Hashem? We say, Hashiva Shofteinu, and V'lam Al Shinim, and Ala Tzadikim. Who are we davening for? Who's the we? We want this, we want that. So you could say, yeah, we're asking for Klal Yisrael. But he says, we're really asking for Hashem. He says, Tzidkas Yisrael, Hagam ki rabos uraos asu, mikol makum iker tfilasam ba'ad galas hashchina. The essence of tefillah is supposed to be not that I daven for me, but that I daven for Hashem. And here's how he reads the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. It says in Pirkei Avos, you shouldn't make your tefillah rote, you shouldn't daven robotically. Al tas tefillas chakva, don't make your tefillah set. Rather, it should be rachamim v'tachanunim lefnei ha-makom. You should daven like a person who's actually asking for something. That's pashup shot. But says Rav Yisachar Techtal, Rav Yisachar Shlomo Techtal, al tasa tefilascha keva. Don't make, keva means what? Primary. Don't make tefilascha. Don't make the your tefila the ikar of the tefila. There is a pshat. Yes, Hashem, I need this, I need that. It's true. But that's not the keva. That's not what's koveya in the tefila. That's not the ikar of the tefila. You know what the ikar of the tefila is? Don't make your tefila the ikar. Ela rachamim v'tachnunim lefnei ha-makom. That the essence of my tefillah is that I'm davening for you, Hashem. Right? I'm asking for the Rachmanis lifnei ha-makom on behalf of ha-makom, which is Hashem. When I daven, I'm not worried about myself. I'm worried about the fact that there's a mosque on top of Kodesh Kadoshim. I'm worried about the fact that there's Jews who are off the derech. I'm worried about the fact that I did a lot of averos today, and all those things. It's not about I'm worried about me, but I'm worried about how much that pains you, Hashem. And therefore, I'm prepared to push myself out of the way to make room for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I just want you to be able to not feel the pain of what I'm going through. Chevra, I want to wrap up tonight's shir by just tying this into the whole experience of Mashiach. Because when we long for Mashiach, right, sometimes we think Mashiach's about ourselves. Mashiach would make life better for Jews. There would be less anti-Semitism. There would be more revealed godliness in the world. There's a lot of you know, self-serving reasons why Mashiach would be advantageous for each and every one of us. Maybe it would be a way to get out of college. I don't know, right? Those who are panicking during midterms or whatever. If Mashiach came, maybe that would get you out of some tests. Who knows? But that's not what Mashiach is about. That's not what the whole thing is about. What Mashiach is about is what? Is allowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be relieved of the pain that Hashem has in not being able to express himself fully in this world. Tzedakah tatzil mimavis, like the story we said before. Right? To have rachmanis on Hashem, that Hashem shouldn't kiviyachol, sounds crazy to say, but Hashem shouldn't die. The presence of Hashem shouldn't die. The desires of Hashem shouldn't die. And you know what Rav Moshe Teitelbaum, the Yismach Moshe, said? The Yismach Moshe is quoted, there's a sefer called Ramasayim Tzofim, on the Medrash Tana de Be'aliyahu. The Yismach Moshe said the following. He said an unbelievable thing. He writes here, Shelo Yachshov Klal, and it's a little hard to read. Shelo Yachshov Klal Mitol Aso Zulas Kvod Yisbach V'Kvod Klal Yisrael. Not to worry at all about your own honor, just the honor of Hashem and the honor of Klal Yisrael. As the Yismach Moshe said, as Rav Moshe Teitelbaum once said, Be'ez HaKofes Hoshanos. As he was going around on Sukkot, Hoshana, Hoshana, Hoshana. Right? But we learned the secret tonight. Aniva Ho Hoshiana is us davening Hashem, save yourself. Save yourself from destruction. There's so many things in the world that are calling for your annihilation, whether it's directly or whether it's, it's derech agav. But there's so many things that oppose your will in this world, Hashem. So the Yismach Moshe, as he was saying HaKafos, listen to what he said. Ribono Sho'olam, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Na Yagia Ketz Chuascha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, I'm begging you to bring the Ketz. I'm asking you, please bring the salvation. And don't be nervous, Hashem. I know what you think. You think I have all sorts of issues, and that's why I'm asking for Mashiach, so I could save myself. Says the Yismach Moshe. I promise you, Hashem, that's not what I'm asking for. I could care less about myself. He had reached such a level, like the Baal Shem Tov's ideal. Halo ani maskim shelo lihiyeh. L'nefesh, ruach, neshama, sheli, chas v'shalom, shum pedus v'gula. I don't care if you leave me behind, Hashem. I don't need my nefesh, my ruach, my neshama to experience any redemption. I don't care. You want to punish my soul? I don't care. Adraba, l'kafakela v'chol ha'inuyim, sheba olam ani muchan. Kafakela is what's described in Sifrei Kabbalah as like the neshama being flung from one end of the world to the other. It's like the most, terrible punishment of the soul. Whatever that even means. He says, I'm prepared to suffer whatever I need to suffer. I'm willing to undergo whatever it takes. I don't care if my neshama is not a part of it. But Hashem, I want the geula for you. I cannot bear to watch the tsar hashchina. Ki im shelo yechas v'shalom tsar la hashchina. that a person could say such a thing and say it in a real way is totally beyond. But that's what the Baal Shem Tov is saying tonight. Try to put yourself, this morning we were learning in Rabbi Nachman, put yourself into tefillah. Put your energy into tefillah. Tonight we're learning, take yourself out of the way. Take yourself out of the way. Think about how painful it is for Kadosh Baruch Hu to not be able to express himself in the world. To not be able to be given his fair respect that he deserves for being the creator of everything. And daven for that. You're worried about what? You need help on your test. You need to make a little more money. You have a headache that you want to go away. Think about the pain that Hashem has from your headache. From the fact that you don't have enough money. It sounds crazy to say it in that way. Right? But it's Hashem's pain. Your pain is Hashem's pain. So however, the final source for tonight. The Yismach Moshe. Who is the Yismach Moshe? The Yismach Moshe was the grandfather of our final source, the Eight of Lev. The Eight of Lev in Parshas Emor, Rabbi Kusil Yehuda Teitelbaum, grandfather of who? The Satmarov, of Rav Yoilish, Rav Yoel Teitelbaum, the Satmarov. So Rav Yekusil Yehuda Tam, in Parshas Emor writes, I have a Kabbalah from my Rebbeim, going back to Eliyahu Zachar Letov. Okay? We're going to end tonight with Eliyahu's teaching. Eliyahu Navi apparently shared a tradition. Shema she'ein ben David ba at shetichla pruta min akis. A very funny Gemara. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Mashiach's not going to come until every pruta, until every penny is taken out of your wallet. I don't know what that means. High taxes? I don't know. On election night, I'm not sure how to interpret that. Right? But that's what it means. That Mashiach's not going to come until there's not even a penny left in your pocket. But explained the Yetav Lev, a Kabbalah that he has from his Rebbeim, he says it actually in the name of his father, from his Rebbeim, going back to Eliyahu Anavi, Hainu Shiyagdu Kulam Lispalo Rak Alanogea Lechvoda Yisbarach Shemo V'lo Ala Prat. What does it mean to remove the pruta from the kis? Pruta means the pratim. You need a little of this, Ashi wants a little of that, and Aaron wants a little of that, and Danny wants a little of that, and Ami wants a little of that, and Noah wants a little of that, and Moshe too wants a little of that. And everyone's davening for these little things that we all need. And there's going to come a time where we say, you know what? The only thing that we all need is for Hashem to be able to be Megal himself in the world. And to realize that all of the things that I need are irrelevant to the pain that Hashem feels in not being able to manifest himself, to express himself fully in the world. When we get out of our pratim, when we get away from all of our small little details and stop davening for petty things, but daven for the big things, and daven for Hashem's kavod, then Mashiach's able to come. Then Mashiach's able to come. Rav Reuven Karelenstein, a tzaddik from Eretz Yisrael, had to come to America for treatments. And one time, he was mekabel such unbelievable yisurim with a smile on his face. So, however, one time he's getting his treatments, and he starts to make these facial expressions like he's in terrible pain. So they asked him. They said, Rav Reuven, there was a rav in the rav of Rudnik in America used to take care of him. So he said to him, Rav Reuven, is the treatment more painful than usual? So he said, no. Reuven said, no, I was just thinking how much I miss my family in Eretz Yisrael. And I started to feel the pain of being so far away from my family. I had to come to America for this medical treatment. And I felt so pained thinking that I miss my family so much. And then I caught myself. And I said, wait a minute. I wonder how Hashem feels. How do you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels not having a Beis HaMikdash for the last 2,000 years? How much tsar must Hashem be? And he said, and that's when I really started krechsing. That's when I really started moaning. When I realized 2,000 years Hashem hasn't had a Beis HaMikdash, and we're standing there and we're davening, Hashem, help me get the summer internship. Hashem cares about that. But daven for that because it causes Hashem pain. And make your tefillah primarily about the galus Hashchin, about the pain of Hashem. It's a very high madrig. It's not an easy thing what the Baal Shem Tov is teaching us tonight. But chavre, it's something to aspire to. It's something to aspire to. So, Amir Tzashem, we should find the strength to move ourselves aside a little bit, you know? To focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al tasa tefilasecha kva. Don't make your tefillah keva. Don't make it about you. It should be rachim tachnunim lefnei amakum. Daven for Hashem. It's a Baal Shem Tov dikachirish. Not daven to Hashem, but daven for Hashem. Okay? That's tonight's teaching. All right, we got one more to go next week. Amir Tzashem.